At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. Hank Haney, and today, Minnesota Tim Porodzka is with me again. Minnesota Tim, we're on FaceTime. You're looking good, bud.
Thanks.
Man, alive.
Thank you.
You ever comb that hair?
Oh, it feels so good right now. My shower. Remember the shower in the closet? The water.
You're at a new house now, new apartment, right?
Oh, it's clutch. The water
at Coon Rapids,
so soft.
Where are you at? Coon Falls?
Coon Rapids. Yeah, the water is so soft.
Is it? You can tell a difference in the water at this place.
Yes. Oh, it's so soft.
What's it? Siri, you got a soft water softener in there?
No, I don't know. It's soft, though.
It's just good, huh?
It just rinses. It's like a shower. It's like I'm under a waterfall. It's like I'm in New Mexico in the falls, just like the water's just draining on my
head. Have you been to the falls in New Mexico? You've never been to New Mexico, have you?
I know, but
how many states have you been to, by the way?
I've been to a lot in the East Coast. I've been trucking. I went trucking with my dad, Mr. Truck
Driver. Oh, so you've been through a lot of states.
Yeah.
Okay. You seem to have an affinity for water. What's the deal on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I like soft water. Don't you? I mean, you love soft water too. No one likes hard water. No one likes getting out of the shower and their hair is all crusty and, you know, off your hair and it's like not even wet because it's just hard with the hard water. Yeah, no one likes that.
Oh my gosh. All right. That's a good description. All right. Let's talk some golf. How about that?
Yeah.
Sony Open. Now this is the you know second event in the 2021 calendar year. Of course, this is not the second event because we're wrapping around as we do, but this is a big one over at Wailea. I've been there many times. No fans, right? No fans there.
No fans. Maybe some fans. Century had fans on the 18th green. There's a couple of guys clapping.
Well, those might have been marshals that gathered on the 18th green after everybody else was done, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. So you get to go, you get a marshal out there, guy looks for the balls, volunteers, keep score, doing stuff like that. All the groups have come through, and when they're heading home, they stop by the 18th green and they clap.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's still good. I like watching. I like watching the Hawaii tournaments. I think I like watching the Hawaii tournaments. Like if you tell me all the tournaments, obviously I like the better majors. I like the majors. I like the better field tournaments. So the, you know, WGC events, the Players Championship, the Invitationals, the Jack Nicklaus Memorial, Arnold Palmer, whatever, Riviera. I like the Invitationals. And then after that, I would probably line up the Hawaii tournaments. I just like watching. It's just kind of like, I like the music.
Come on.
Hey, you like the music?
No, it gets so annoying.
Really?
Every break, it's this.
I thought you love Hawaii. I thought you were going to Hawaii on your honeymoon.
It's a consideration. It's an option.
Are you going or not? What's your waiting on your commitment?
Well, cousin Tyler just went to Hawaii and he had to quarantine the entire time.
Yeah, well, okay. He didn't know that before he got there?
No, he did. He knew that. He said, we're going to Hawaii. And I was like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, we're sitting in the house the entire time because we have to quarantine.
And he did it?
Yeah.
And what did he do? Like play Monopoly or something? I mean,
I don't know.
Make a puzzle or what did he do?
I don't know. Some of his wife's family lives out there, so they're just hanging out.
Oh, wow. All right. That's weird. Well, Wiley's good, fun. I like it. The Mark O'Meara won there back in the day, won in Hawaii. So I got good memories from Hawaii. And, you know, it's a nice course. It's kind of old school, but it doesn't play particularly easy. It's the Charles Howell tournament, isn't it?
Is it the Charles Howell tournament?
Well, I was reading about it. He's got the best record in, since, I don't know how long, 19 tournaments or something played there. He's the most under par in that amount of time, something like that I read. And, you know, he always finishes, you know, middle of the top or something. I don't, you know, he doesn't win there, but doesn't win anywhere. But he won a couple times, I think, but he's... You know, he comes with a good finish, and it's, you know, that the tournament's got that going for him.
Charles Howell is the perfect example of the amount of money available on the PGA Tour. For a guy that hasn't won very much in his entire career, the guy has so much money. I'm pulling up his statistics right now.
Yeah, what's he made, like 40 million, something like that?
Yes. Exactly.
How much has he made? Let me
hear. The PGA Tour website isn't loading. So, well, here we go. Show more. No,
all right.
PGA Tour website's not loading. But anyway, really? He's a perfect example.
All right, Charles Howell. What did you find it yet? What does he got?
Yeah, Charles Howell III. Yeah, he ranks 20th on all-time PGA Tour money list, and he's made $40
million. $40
million.
I was exactly right.
You were.
I just pulled that, and he's won. I said, what did he won? Two or three times? What's he won?
Three PGA Tour events.
All right. 20 top 20. Do you have the list of the top 20? Pull me up the all time list. Top 20. I want to talk about that for right now.
All right. I got it up. All right. Number one. Okay.
All time top 20 list.
Yeah, I got it up.
Give me the names. Is he the? I mean, he's won three. Has anybody on the top 20 won less than him? It's an interesting question.
I don't think so. We got Tiger, Phil, Jim Furyk, Vijay Singh, Dustin Johnson. I'm going in order. DJ's fifth. Adam Scott, Justin Rose, Rory McIlroy, Sergio Garcia, Matt Kuchar is 10th. Ernie Els, Jason Day, Zach Johnson, Bubba Watson, Davis Love the 30s, 15th. Steve Stricker, David Toms, Jordan Spieth, Webb Simpson, and Charles Hall III is 20th.
Wow. Wow. I mean, he's the most obscure name for sure on that list. Top 20 by far. Not even close. Not even close. I mean, I'm not saying he's not a great player, but who else is, would you put in that list, the top 20? Who else on the top 20 would be the next, you know, number two on the most obscure or least likely to be on this list? What would it, Kuchar? I mean, what would?
I'd say David Toms.
Well, David Toms won a major championship. He won the PGA Championship.
Wow. I guess I just don't know much about David Toms. I guess the reason he's so obscure is because he's in the top 20 and he's an older player. You know, the last time he won on the PGA Tour was in 2011. So
I mean, wow.
The amount of money on the PGA Tour wasn't, you know, that high in 2011.
No, I know, but everybody on there, like Kuchar's won. I don't know how many Kuchar's won, but he's won a lot more than three. You know, a lot of Ryder Cups, a lot of President's Cups. Charles Howell, I don't think, has ever been on either of those. He's won three tournaments. I mean, everybody else on there, that top 20 list, you were rattling off those names. They're either Hall of Famers or close to it. Really? They really are.
Justin Thomas is going to pass him. Justin Thomas is 21st, and he's at 39 million.
Justin Thomas?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to knock him out. Yeah, it's pretty good though, Charles Howell. All right, let's. You got some matchups for me. Let's go through those next. We'll take a break and then we'll do that. Get your Voodoo Pain Relief Cream at voodoopainrelief.com if you haven't already. Free 2-week supply. Offer's still there. Front page. All you got to do is go to Voodoo Pain Relief. Click on the box, and it will be shipped out to you that day. It's that simple, and it works. 5 minutes or less, you're going to notice a difference. Whatever's ailing you, muscle soreness, joint arthritis, whatever it is, try it. The product is absolutely fantastic. VoodooPainRelief.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I did pretty good on last week, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah, you're 3-1. You were 3-1 last week. You had Rom over
DJ.
I
pretty much go 3-1 every week. I mean, it's pretty much a lock is what it is.
I don't know a little bit about that. You're a little too confident
They were close, though. I mean, there's no doubt. But and these head-to-head matchups are a lot easier to pick. They really are. And I'm very confident in what I got going on here. So what do you have this week?
Yeah, so category number one, Webb Simpson versus Colin Morikawa. This category is called Identical Twins. So Webb Simpson is the 8th-ranked golfer in the world. His finish is in the Sony Open. In 2020, he finished 3rd. In 2018, he finished 4th. In 2017, he finished 13th. And in 2016, he also finished 13th. Colin Morikawa is 5th in the world golf rankings. He's played here once in his entire career, and that was last year. And he finished 21st. So Webb Simpson, 8th in the world, versus Colin Morikawa, 5th in the world. I call this category identical twins.
Okay. Why do you call it identical twins?
Because they're both ball strikers, and neither of them necessarily hit the ball very far. You know, they're not bombers off the tee.
Yeah, one of them putts a lot better, though.
That's true.
And that's Webb Simpson. And one of them has played this course a lot more and finished 3rd last year, and that's Webb Simpson. Morikawa, I thought, was putted a little bit better last week. But when I look at it, he was 24th on putting. There's only 42 guys in the field. That's his deal. He's putted good. One week where he really putted good. He finished first in putting at the PGA Championship. A lot of people are high on him. I heard everybody talking about it last week. One of the announcers, you know, the top three young players, Victor Hovland, Colin Morikawa, and Matthew Wolff, your favorite 3M Open champion, which makes him a great player. Nobody plays in the tournament. But, you know, he won it, and that was good. I want to see better putting out of Morikawa. That's what I want to see. The greens are tough to putt in Hawaii. There's a lot of grain to them. It's Bermuda grass. They're not easy to figure out. Webb Simpson, so far this year, 45th in putting, but he was 13th last year, and that's not even a good year for him, 13th. He's just a solid putter. And, you know, all things being equal, now you got to hit your ball. But they're both about the same off the tee statistically. Okay. So that's, you know, although, you know, when you look at the iron play, you're going to give that nod to Morikawa, but he was second last year in strokes gained approach. But Webb Simpson was sixth. So it's, you're kind of splitting hairs there. Pretty much the same player. Thus your identical twins deal. You could use that as some of your logic too. Around the green, very similar again. You know, they just, the difference is in these two players is when you look at it, it's really it's really down to the putting. That's what it is. I mean, last year Morikawa was 128th in putting. Despite that one great week where he was first, and he's 220th so far this year, well, that's not good. And Webb Simpson is, you know, consistently one of the best putters on tour. Hasn't putted great so far this year. I go on the do theory with him because he's done it every single year. So when I look at a player who historically has been very good at one category and they're down and we've got a relatively small sampling that we're looking at, I think to myself, okay, you know what's going to happen? He's going to turn it around, and he's got good putting on his horizon, and that's why I go in this pick with Webb Simpson.
All right. Category number two, Daniel Berger versus Harris English. I call this category nothing fancy. Daniel Berger is ranked 13th in the world golf rankings, his history in the Sony Open, 38th in 2020, 14th in 2018, 45th in 2017, and 42nd in 2016. So not a great history at this golf course. Harris English, defending champion, he's all the way up to 17th in the world golf rankings. Him and his team have just soared up the world golf rankings together. His finishes in the Sony Open. In 2019, he finished 22nd. In 2018, 64th. In 2017, missed cut. And 56th in 2016. So neither of these players have played great here. Daniel Berger, 13th in the world, versus Harris English in a category called nothing fancy.
Hot hand or, you know, Berger, who's played really good. Hot hand or Berger is what you go with. Now, when you look and you compare them, let's go through this whole thing. When we're looking at the driving, English this year, 29th. Last year, Berger, 27th. Berger hasn't been quite as good off the tee this year, 94th, but they're both about the same there from you look, you compare it last year, okay? Approach shot. Last year, approach shot to green, English was 25th. Berger was 34th. Berger's 42nd this year. Around the green, 27th for English last year, 28th for Berger. Okay, they're the same. Putting this year, 40th for Berger. Last year, 17th. English, 18th and 21st. So they're about the same. Tee to green, and you look there, it's last year, English was, or no, wait, Berger was 15th last year, and last year English was 18th. I mean, they're really, You sure this wasn't identical twins?
Yeah, I was gonna say they're both identical.
They're pretty much the same player. So, do we go hot hand? A lot of confidence, relief. You got a 2-year exemption on the tour. You've won for the first time in 7 years. Do you back that up with something, or do you go hot hand or let down? Let down because the emotional letdown because now you've won and now you're back. What do you think? Which one do you go with?
I believe in the theory that there's an emotional letdown after a big W.
I kind of believe in that theory too. All right. So Daniel Berger.
All right. Daniel Berger.
Yeah. Yeah. Tiger wouldn't have an emotional letdown, but somebody hadn't won in 7 years. I think there's an emotional letdown.
For sure.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to go with.
All right.
Here you go. Right. Here's your next one. I know you like this one because this is one of your players on your season pool. By the way, your season pool that we got going, you and I and the great predictor Steve Johnson, you have that rigged and I don't.
Yeah, I followed the rules.
You came up with a strategy and then you came up with a way to implement the strategy.
The strategies,
you picked Sungjae Im, who plays every single week. So you just pick up points and you pick all these names in your year-end pool and they're a little out there, but they're just guys that play every week. So it's kind of.
You guys could have picked them. You guys could have picked them. I didn't have the first pick.
No, I know, but you pick the guy that, isn't going to win, but he's just going to show up because he plays every week. He's going to get all these little points on your thing. So, okay.
Strategy.
All right. So you got Im against Matsuyama.
Yeah. Asian sensation category. Im's ranked 18th in the world golf rankings. His history here, 21st in 2020, 16th in 2019, and 22nd in 2018. Hideki Matsuyama's ranked 21st in the world golf rankings. Hideki Matsuyama's 12th in 2020. 51st in 2019 and 27th in 2017. So 21st player in the world, Hideki Matsuyama, versus the 18th player in the world, Sungjae Im.
Both about the same or similar tee to green. Here's the deal. Im for the year, 143rd putting, not good. Matsuyama 200th, not good. Matsuyama last year 170th. Last year Im 55th. Im putted decent last year. Matsuyama doesn't putt decent very often. So I'll go with your pick here, which is Im. I'll go Im on this one.
Okay,
he's just slightly higher rated in the world rankings, just slightly, but I'll go with him. That'll be my pick, Im. All right, now let's take one more little break. Remind you to go to HaneyUniversity.com, get your free instructional videos. They'll show up at your email box every day. All you have to do is go register. It's absolutely free. If you want some help with your golf game, HaneyUniversity.com. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, category number 4. And you're picking 4. We picked 4 every week. I was 3-1 last week. So, if you betted with me, you made a little money, which is nice.
Yeah.
This is a weird category. What do you got here?
Oh, I love this category. So my favorite category, I'm going to do this all year long. This is the crazy category. The 4th category is always a crazy category. It's a little bit out there. So this category is called Pick Your Poison. It is Hunter Mahan versus my man, Y.E. Yang. So Hunter Mahan, he does not qualify for a world golf ranking this week. He just doesn't have a world golf ranking on the PGA Tour. His history in the Sony Open, 2006, he finished 59th. And in 2004, miscut. So Hunter Mahan.
How's he? He's playing in the tournament on a money list exemption he's got a category that he won on the PGA Tour. So he gets to get in some certain events is probably what it is. That's his deal.
You're good at guessing how much people have made on the PGA Tour. How much do you think Hunter Mahan has made?
He's made a lot.
I've got his number right here.
20 million, I bet.
Over.
Really? Yeah. What's he made?
30 million, ranked 37th on the all-time money list.
Wow. I think you get an exemption you can use for 1 year for top 50 on the all-time money list, then maybe another exemption for top 25 on the all-time. He may be using an exemption. I don't know how he's even in this tournament. He hasn't played here much, hasn't played since 2006. So he didn't used to show up. Now he needs to show up because he's just trying to get in anywhere he can. The guy's played terrible. Look at his statistics. They're awful. Steve Johnson's favorite player is Hunter Mahan.
Putting. He's a good putter, bud.
Yeah. Oh, he's a good. It's a good thing. That's a good thing. Because in 7 events in 2012, what is he? 12th in putting. 246 strokes gained TDP. This is a guy that when I was helping Tiger Woods, and this guy right here, okay, Hunter Mahan. By the way, his father used to teach for me. Okay, this kid grew up on my driving range in Dallas, Hank Haney Golf Ranch. This guy said that something about Tiger when he went to the Foley. He went to the Foley and he said now he's finally working on something right. Like this guy has a clue about what, like this guy thinks he knows something about what he's doing in terms of swinging a golf club. He's 246th, count them. I didn't even know there was that many guys. 204, well, actually there is. 246 on the PGA Tour in tee to green. And this guy's going to tell me about what I don't know about the golf swing. Wow, unbelievable. There is 246. There's more than 246 because you know why I know that, Tim?
Why?
Because he's ranked 248th. In strokes gained around the green. So the only thing he's doing worse, the only thing he's done worse than hitting the ball is chipping the ball. Oh my gosh. That's unbelievable. Wow. Yeah, I'll take Wai Yang.
Hey, hold on. Let me run through his category here. So
give me Wai Yang. Look at his record. All you got to do is run through this because this is horses for courses, okay? Wai Yang's Sony finishes. Yeah, see, that's all I'm looking at right there. And he's played there a lot. So what has he got?
Did you look at the 2009 one I wrote on there?
No. What did he get that?
Take a look. Let's see if you can find it. 2009, Wai Yang. Look at where he finished.
2009? Well, that's the PGA.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
baby.
That's a shot that still haunts me. When he chipped it in from across the green, and it was that 13th hole or something. I don't know. Something like that. I never forget it, though. Wow. He played great. He did. He beat Tiger there. That's what they said. That was the Tiger's Buster Douglas moment. That was like when Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson. It's going to happen. Sooner or later, somebody was going to beat Tiger in the final round. Didn't happen much. I can tell you that much. But there it did. And he played great that day. No doubt about it. Yeah. Well, I'll go with Wai Yang. He's a major champion winner. A long time ago, but still. But, you know, even last, 2019, finished 33rd at Sony. Finished 27th in 2017. He's played there a lot. He's never missed a cut at Sony. Hunter Mahan's, when he makes a cut, it's news now. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the Wai Yang.
Hunter Mahan doesn't have a whole lot of upward momentum in his golf game right now.
No, but he knows. But the good thing is he knows exactly what he's doing wrong because he knows all about the golf swing. Everything he knows, he just knows so much. And then he knew so much that he left Foley and went someplace else because he knew that everything Foley was teaching was right. It was so right that he left him. And then he went someplace out. It's unbelievable when I hear these people talk like this. It's crazy. I'll never forget it. Never forget it. Anyway, yeah, we'll see how he does. Cheering for him for sure.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Steve is. I know that. You know, the great predictor is for sure. All right, Tim, appreciate it. Good stuff. We'll see how I do this week. I'm off to a great start, though. I'm feeling good about it. So it's not easy to pick them, but I'm trying to get to where the great predictor is if I can. Follow us on Twitter at Hank Haney, at Tim Porochka, and email your questions to HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, and we'll be there every day with the Hank Haney podcast. Appreciate everybody listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.